2, Episode 4. It was a cold evening. Campfires were going, and people gathered around the fire to listen to Wham Radio.
Snoochie Snackins, I got your Frodo Baggins. Caller number 9 gets a free dinner and a show at the Honky Tonk. Why? To see who's actually paying attention out there. 555-0999. That's 555-0999. Give me a call, caller 9. Good tunes coming up, only here on 99.9 WHAM. Not ham, Wham! Radio.
Rocky busted through the doors of the radio station studio. Def Leppard was on the radio playing. Lemur started to answer the phone.
Dude! Bro! Bird dog! Ooh, I'm just so stoked!
Lemur put up his hand to hold off Rocky, who sighed in annoyance that he had to wait.
Caller 1, no. Caller 2, try again. Caller 3, sorry. Caller 4, halfway there, bud. Caller 5, guess what? You're caller 5. Caller 6, nope. Caller 7, so close. Caller 8, sorry, not you. Caller 9, hi, caller 9, guess what?
I'm caller 9. Yes, I won. I never win. Oh, wait, I did win?
Lemur muted the phone lines and said,
what did you win? You won the attention span of a goldfish.
Yeah.
Lemur unmuted the mic.
Hi, Color 9. It's Lemur here, and you just won a free Wake and Bake t-shirt and tickets for dinner and a show at the Honky Tonk. Since I got you here, you want an extra shot at $1,000?
Yes, I do. So, dinner and show and a t-shirt? I already won? The question is just for spirit $1,000?
That's correct. Do you want to play?
Let's fucking go!
All right, cool. Are you over the age of 18?
Yes, I'm 35.
Okay, here we go. Here's your question. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I'm gonna say to prove the possum that it would be done.
To get to the other side, bird dog.
You're both wrong. The correct answer is, because he was a free-range chicken. Caller 9, please hold on the line. Let me get your info so you can come grab your winning prize pack.
Lemur picked up the phone and got the caller's info. As soon as he hung up the phone, he got up and walked outside the studio and up to his desk. Rocky followed him like a shadow.
So, like 20 minutes ago, Lem, I had some exciting news. And now, guess what? I still do! Fauna and Sadie got the whole house to themselves tonight, so I scored some saliva for us to indulge on.
You scored or stole?
Come on, man. It's me.
He looked around and gave his sad, cute eyes.
Roo, roo.
He said appealingly.
You up for a fun night, or do you want to be stuck here, being lame all evening, working?
Is this gonna be another crazy Nirvana near-death vision quest thing again?
Lemur got a text message from Sadie asking if he was in.
Maybe? I don't know. You kind of sound against it.
No, I'm all for it. Totally in. I like to expand my mind, keep my head in the clouds.
Oh! When do you think you can duck out? The ladies are waiting for us.
Duck out? Wait, did the ducks come up with that?
I don't know.
Give me like 5 minutes to set up my voice tracking, and then I'll be all good. Here's the keys to my car.
Rocky took the keys to Lemur's car and went outside. He started playing inside of Lemur's car. He did things like change the radio station presets. He moved the seats and mirrors as well. Lemur would emerge just as Rocky got done moving and playing with everything. He opened up the door of the car and started it up.
Really, dude? I'm starting to think Chicken Cha-Cha might actually be a villain.
Hey! Chicken Cha-Cha protects the animals of the world. Even classic heroes had fun with their other classic heroes. Like, look at Prince Namor and Spider-Guy. Or, like, you're my Robin and I'm Batman. You're Marv from Sin City and I'm Dwight with a new face.
Well, good, Batman. You can set the radio back to the way that it was.
Lemur adjusted the seat, mirrors, and steering wheel to the way he liked it and took off driving.
Don't you know you can't secretly leave a rascally raccoon alone for a minute without him getting into trouble?
They arrived at Sadie's and Fauna's house quickly because they lived so close to the radio station. Sadie was outside to greet them when they pulled up. and got out of Lemur's car.
Hey, Fuzzhead.
Hey, beautiful!
Rocky ran past them upstairs to Fauno's room. He bursted through the closed door.
Chicka-cha!
Oh, my Bugs Bunny! You scared the shit out of me!
Why does everyone say, oh, my Bugs Bunny?
Why do you say shatter? Or bird dog?
Well, bird dog's like my catchphrase. And everybody just copies me. Even Lemur hated it at first, but now he says it. I guess it's true what they say. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
So it's like the bun song?
Exactly!
Rocky and Fauna laughed.
Anywho, you never heard of the humans, God, Bugs Bunny?
Rocky shook his head back and forth.
Nope.
Wow, what? How'd you not know? Okay, so Bugs Bunny was a human god created in the 1940s. He idolized that rabbits love carrots, even though there was no nutritional value at all for them. But the damn fools believed it.
Wait, so rabbits don't like carrots?
They might not, but it's not healthy for them. Next, he also took the word Nimrod, who was a mighty hunter in mythology, and changed it from being a great hunter to being a dumb hunter that even a rabbit could fool.
Lemur and Sadie walked into Fauna's room.
Whoa! This Bugs Bunny is a god!
Really, Fauna? The Bugs Bunny thing again? You nerd.
I got one. Have you ever seen the episode of The Scary Door, where the guy creates everything with his tape recorder, like an elephant? And his secretary?
His wife?
The narrator?
Exactly! At the very end, he destroys the announcer when he throws his recorded tape into the fire. Wee-hoo! Blah, blah, blah. But what if every episode was just that guy with the tape recorder, and he was playing around with different ideas for every episode? Like, the whole idea of the show, and every episode was just the creation of the narrator's imagination.
Stop it, man. You're freaking me out. What if that's the meaning of life?
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm just joshing around. But don't doubt it.
I don't get it.
It's okay. Nobody does.
Are you fuckers ready to go on a soul-searching journey and discover yourself, your future, your truths?
So what is it we're doing?
Yoink.
He pulled out a purple container out of his pocket that had a 360X. When he opened it up, it glowed like green. Everybody ooh.
Ooh.
Sadie grabbed the bong and handed it to Fauna, who started to pack it up. Fauna explained what was gonna go down.
So it's real simple. Each one of us takes one hit, and you hold it in as long as you can, and when you exhale, your trip will start. It should last about 15 minutes. Who wants to go first?
Sadie got up and turned on some music.
I'll do it. So the longer I hold it in, the better the high, right?
He said, hoping to impress Sadie. He took a huge hit as Fauna lit the bong for him. The slide didn't hold very much, but you didn't need very much either.
What's going on, bird dog? Are you feeling it yet?
Lemur looked at Sadie, Rocky, and Fauna, and they appeared as different things, such as the real animals they represented. We see Rocky as a real raccoon, Sadie as a real squirrel, and Fauna as a real reindeer. Lemur rubs his eye. When he looks down at his hands, he sees that they are human hands. Next, he sees everyone as the voice actors they are played by. He shook his head. He closed his eyes and opened them. After shaking his head, everything seemed back to normal. Except now, there was a ghost chilling above them.
Guys, does anybody else see that ghost floating above our heads?
You can give up easy. Or use all your ambition. But nobody escapes. Morty, the mortician.
Lemur went to get up out of the beanbag chair and stepped through the floorboards and into an everlasting white room. It was white as far as the eye could see. North, south, east, and west. He walked around in the giant white room, but would find nothing. As he looked up, he would see little video clips of himself and his life at different paths.
Oh, my bugs! I think I died, and I'm stuck in purgatory.
As he walked forward, he walked into a wall, not knowing that it was there. When he looked up, he saw himself as a young lemur. As he backed up and kept going, he saw clips of a show called Zaboomafoo. Snarling sounds could be faintly heard coming from somewhere nearby.
Let me be set free, you long ear.
Lemur turned around and something in the room clung onto his back, pulling him in. He panicked and jumped into a clip above his head. We see him, Rocky, sitting in the waiting room. Lemur floats above, watching himself repeat the radio station slogan.
Ha 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 ha! Look at what a dork Rocky looks like, swooning over fauna.
As Lemur was watching Morty, the mortician appeared.
Who the hell are you?
Lemur floated down to his body as him and Rocky went through the front door outside. He passed through the door and returned to the white room. Next, he continued to walk backwards. He saw himself and Sadie going into the honky-tonk for dinner. He jumped into that memory.
Whoa, that was so cool. Are you okay, Liam? You look kind of pale.
Nah, I'm good. Want to eat. Do you believe in deja vu, like this has happened before? Maybe we've even done this?
I think it's meant as a good sign, as you're heading in the right direction.
I like that. I'm gonna take it as we're gonna have a kick-ass, gnarly date.
One to remember.
They parked the car, and Lemur held the door open, and Sadie walked in front of him. She went to the hostess to get a table to eat, and Lemur enjoyed the view. As he went to go inside, he couldn't pass through the door.
What the hell is going on?
He walked forward and walked into the door like it was a wall. But the door was wide open. He could see everything inside the honky-tonk was moving. Lemur tried several times to get inside, but he couldn't. He started freaking out and went back to the car. When he got to the driver's seat, he fell into the white room again, landing on the ground. The eerie voices weren't playing anymore. They began to cry out.
If one of us can swap with his soul, we can escape, and he'll be trapped here forever, and one of us can be free.
It only takes one of us to be free.
Not today, pup.
Lemur started backing up, not knowing where they were coming from. He took notice at the videos above. He tried to think what was the last thing he could remember, but it was beginning hard to remember anything. He realized he was getting lost in the memories till he saw it. It was Fauna's room. Sadie was recording while Rocky and Fauna talked on her bed. Lemur jumped into the memory, hoping this would be his last trip home. As he jumped up, he felt a cling onto his leg. Something had got him, and he struggled to enter into the memory. Lemur could feel the pull from the demon voices in the white room. The pull was incredibly strong. He began to feel himself being dragged back in, but he remembered what his mother Dory always used to tell him.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
He closed his eyes and began to push forward. When he opened up his eyes, he was finally back into the room with everybody else.
Did anyone else think Lemur was gonna kiss Rocky for a minute?
So glad I got it on film. That's gonna be fun to watch.
I didn't know what the fuck was going down. He stood up, he fell down, he stood up again, fell down again, dropped to his knees and got right in my face. I was scare-roused. I didn't know what was gonna happen. Thank Bugs Bunny he sat back down again.
Scare-roused?
Scared and aroused at the same time.
Is he dead? He's just been sitting there motionless.
He better not be. Mom would kill us if another guy died again while she wasn't home.
Died again?
I didn't know he was gonna kill himself. He was your ex-boyfriend.
Where did you even get the saliva?
Rocky.
I stole it from Mr. Penguin's desk at work.
Rocky!
That's my boy!
Am I back? Is this the real world?
Lemur lit up a cig and smoked it within 3 seconds. He immediately lit up another one and began to walk around. He walked over to the door, but he couldn't get it open.
Why are the doors shut? I hate shut doors. No, I'm still stuck in the memories of my mind!
Sadie put the camera down and jumped up to help Lemur. She opened the door and Lemur walked into the bathroom.
Are you okay?
How am I gonna get out? I'm really hot. And sweaty and out of breath. Can I take a shower to cool down?
Go ahead, but I'm gonna stay here just in case. Do you pass out or something happens to you while you're coming down from your trip?
She went over, turned on the shower, and got inside. She popped her head out.
Aren't you gonna get in?
You don't have to ask me twice.
Rocky and Fauna were sitting on her bedstone.
I don't think they're coming back.
The trip looks like a lot of fun. A real mind eraser kind of high.
Sadie popped her head out of the bathroom. She said,
we're gonna be a minute.
The door closed and the shower turned on. Fauna reached over and grabbed the ball and packed it for herself.
That was pretty cool. You want next, Bird Dog?
No, you can go next. Ladies first, of course.
Fauna lit the ball and took a huge inhale, sucking everything through. She exhaled her head for about a minute with nothing but smoke pouring out.
Wow, this is some weak shit. I don't even feel anything.
She went to pack it again for herself when she heard banging.
What's that sound?
I don't hear anything.
Shh. Shut it, listen. Go check it out. It's the king's men. Maybe even the queen's.
Oh yeah? Who is the king and our queen?
My mother and Mr. Penquin. They want to slaughter us peasants before we rise up and organize and fight them.
All right. Just calm down. Jeez. Just sit right here, and I'll go and check it out.
Rocky slowly exited Fauna's room. He grabbed a family picture of a decent size off the wall, just in case he needed to attack somebody.
Oh boy, I hope that sound isn't Sadie's ex-boyfriend who's no longer with us.
He walked downstairs towards the sound of the banging. He realized it was coming from the front door. He went to it and slowly opened up the door, ready to attack if need be.
Hello, have you accepted Bugs Bunny as your... Nah, I'm just kidding. Pizza time. One cheese lover's deluxe with stuffed crust and a pineapple pizza. It's 1961 for both.
Don't do that! I was about to smash you over the head with this pitcher I found.
They both stared at each other with stupid looks on their face.
Here you go, bud. $23.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good night.
Rocky closes the door and the pizza guy says to himself,
who the hell orders a pineapple pizza in good conscience? Ugh. Although he was a raccoon, they do eat garbage.
Rocky rushed back upstairs and bursted into Fauna's room. Lemur and Sadie were still in the shower, but would be getting out soon, as the shower had just stopped. Rocky grabbed a slice of pineapple pizza.
Hey Fauna, look, the king's men brought us pizza. Although one of them's pineapple, so they screwed that one up. Off with their head! Fauna? Yo, my bird girl. Bird dog? Hey, bitch. Wow, she's out cold. Normally she'd smack me across the face for using the bitch word. No anger, no emotions. Uh-oh.
Fauna sat there in a trance. Rocky didn't know her trip had started when he went downstairs. When Rocky went down, Fauna sat on her bed. She lied back and fell into a perfect day. The sky was blue. The grass was bright green. Blackbirds by the Beatles' place. She was lying in a field, staring up at the sky, and sees little white puffy clouds. She looks over and sees a puffy duck cloud.
Hello, cute puffy baby duck cloud.
All the woodland animals would come out of nowhere and surround her. She could feel the warmth of the sun against her fur. She closed her eyes and opened them, and the sky turned dark. A voice would echo.
Ah, yes, little Fauna. I told your friends, and I'll tell you as well. You can give up easy, or use all your ambition. But nobody escapes! Morty! The mortician!
Fauna ran her hand through her antlers and they would fall off. And the nice friendly woodland animals turned into rabid hateful bastards and started growling at Fauna.
Release me! Just play the record! And you shall be released of my curse. But the rest of the town is mine to torment. You must release me first by listening to the record.
Images shot through her mind showing a pentagram of blood, a shattered record. She could hear words being chanted over and over that said, Emis Lea. Fauna started to run away. Scared, not paying attention, she ran right off a cliff and into the next part of her trip. She fell and hit the ground hard, but not enough to break anything. She heard voices, and her first instinct was to run and hide, so she fled.
Aw, shit, Bugs Bunny!
She hid behind a nearby shrub and watched the humans interact.
So this guy just booted his conscience into a robot because he didn't want to die?
Yeah, that's what Admiral Crunch says.
Admiral Crunch. The guy's so tiny, just like the cereal. So would you do it?
Admiral Crunch? No. He's too damn old and a guy.
No, you idiot. Would you ever put your conscience in a robot to preserve your life?
I guess. I mean, we're supposed to train this Foo Fighter to be America's secret assassins. I'm just saying. Who's better to be doing this than a soldier?
Because we need guinea pigs to test it on first. Now come on. Let's boot him up.
She peered around the tree to which she hid behind.
Who's there?
Come out with your hooves up!
The humans got a little closer, but never saw her. There were two soldiers and a robot. Fauna watched the soldiers train the robot. They messed with him by telling him to shoot a target and then would jump in front of him. Or they'd knock him down right before he was supposed to shoot. He was programmed not to kill humans unless he absolutely had to, and would only self-destruct to do so. The robot would pass all the tests, except the last one. The humans went and grabbed a robot dog. They brought it to the robot and made him point his gun at it. He was told to kill the robot dog. The robot drew his weapon and held it up to the little dog's face. In the last minute, the robot turned around and shot the one soldier in the foot and the other one in the kneecap. He quickly grabbed their guns, picked up the robot puppy, and jumped off the cliff. The soldiers looked back at Fauna as she screamed.
Ah! See? I'm not a bad guy. I got good characteristics.
Fauna booked into the woods. She was running so fast. Flashes of being with other reindeers and flying through the air passed through her mind. She stopped and paused to catch her breath and hid behind a tree. She thought she smelled peanut butter.
Is that peanut butter?
She closed her eyes and raised her nose to smell. When she did this and inhaled, she heard the words,
"Gotcha!"
Everything went to black, and Fauna gasped for air as she returned back to reality.
Fauna! Fauna! Are you okay? How was your trip?
Whoa, I think I just saw one of my other lives.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just out of breath. And really hot.
Yeah, you are really hot.
Fauna reached up at the top of her head at her antlers and grabbed them. They were still there.
I'm really hungry and thirsty.
I got pizza. Wait, never mind. I got a pizza. A whole cheese lover pizza with your name on it.
Didn't we order two?
I ate the other one.
What? How could you? I mean, literally, how could you with being the size of a ballerina?
Hey, we're the same size. I only know because I accidentally wore your pants last week.
I'm not mad. More impressed that you could eat like a cow.
First a ballerina, now a cow. Are those insults?
No, cows have three stomachs.
What? I wish I had three stomachs.
Fauna was shoving pizza slices in her face when her eyes locked with Rocky's. The animal urge took over in Rocky's brain, and he leaped over on top of Fauna and started kissing her. As they were rolling around on the bed, the sheets would form a mess, and Rocky and Fauna would disappear for 2.5 minutes. Rocky and Fauna popped out from underneath their sheets.
Hand me a slice.
What do you say?
I love you.
Whoa, I was looking for please, but damn, now you're getting two slices. I love you too, babe.
Lemur and Sadie emerged from the bathroom.
So, like, that's something I never ever want to do again.
You guys are still here?
Damn, I missed it. Did you do it?
Yeah, I totally did it. It was weird. I told Rocky I felt like I was watching myself in a past life or something.
Damn.
She walked over to the dresser to see the camera was still on and had recorded everything. She stopped and checked the tape, giggling at Lemur's and Fauna's trips as she fast-forwarded.
Hey, Fauna, did you get a nasty taste in your mouth when you did it?
I think that's the worst taste I've ever had in my mouth. And I've kissed Rocky.
Hey!
And the 15-minute high is horrible and lame. I had something similar. Like, I saw clips of my life in my trip and could literally jump into the different moments. There was also these demon things that kept trying to, like, mind swap with me to trap me there and take my place.
Did it work?
I don't think so.
Oh, my bugs! Lemur, is that you in there?
Yeah, I'm just kidding, dude.
Mine started out good. I was in a field on a beautiful day, and I smelled like peanut butter. There were adorable puffy clouds shaped like a duck sat in the sky. I remember flying in the cold night sky hearing ho, 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 chanting in the background. In a robot fighting humans? I got caught or something and awoke back to reality.
Sounds intense and really trippy. I kind of want to try it, but I think I'm going to pass this time. Plus, I mainly wanted to just show you guys how ridiculous you become when you smoke. How about you, Rocky?
Wow, way to put a guy on the spot. And especially after just having sex for 20 minutes.
Bonna held up a 2 in the background and mouthed 2 minutes to her sister. Sadie just giggled.
Really, dude? Me too!
Sadie hit Lemur in the chest.
I'm just here for emotional support.
What, Leem? You stole it. You should at least do it.
Yeah, don't be a bitch. What are you scared of? Fauna and I came out fine.
It does seem to only last 15 minutes.
Oh yeah? What if I am a bitch? I could have that on my dad's side of the family. I don't know. What if I lose my mind in there and I can't find my way back out? Both your trips sounded crazy and chaotic. What if a poltergeist is waiting to body swap me and I get stuck in there and he becomes me? And you don't even know that it's me anymore.
That's why I'm here. If something goes wrong, I can save you. If you start having a bad trip, it'll be done in 15 minutes. I'll get you milk or whatever you desire to come down.
Everybody started staring at Rocky in an uncomfortable silence.
I'm not gonna pressure you, babe.
Fine, I'll do it.
Well, maybe you should give us a code word so we know it's you.
And I guess if I need a code word, it will be what my mom calls me.
Rocky grabbed the bong and packed himself a hit. He inhaled it and held it longer than Lemur and Fauna. When he exhaled, his trip would begin to start.
So what was his code word?
Ruru.
Aw, that's what his mom calls him.
Ruru? But why?
I don't know. My mom calls me Little Chick and I'm a fucking lemur. Moms are just crazy like that. And he hates it.
So when he comes back and still hates it, it's him. If he likes Ruru, a demon got him.
How about when he comes back out of his trip, we start calling him Ricky. And then we tell him that he must have changed something in the past. And that's his new name now.
I'm in. I'm gonna tell him you shouldn't have messed with time, Ricky.
That's great.
You guys, don't be an ass. Nobody messed with you.
All right, good point.
Rocky looked all around the room. The Salvia didn't appear to be doing anything. Sadie, Fauna, and Lemur watched to see what he was doing. To them, he sat on the floor, drooling all over himself. To Rocky, he was watching them stare at him. He closed his eyes and rubbed them. He inhaled oxygen and exhaled carbon dioxide. He could see the inhaled oxygen was blue and the carbon dioxide was a yellowish green when he exhaled it. He forced his eyes to stay open and watched everybody vanish from his sight. Rocky got up and started to pace around the room. He went to open the door, but it wouldn't open. Neither would the bathroom door or any of the windows. Morty showed Rocky a glimpse of him and Fauna listening to the Goosebumps record, with the Chicken Alfredo record on top.
You can give up easy or use all your ambition, but nobody escapes Morty, the mortician. Oh, it's the ghost from the show. You idiot. I've been with you way before the show. I've been with you since this moment.
He went to Rocky and put his ghost hand on his head. Rocky could see a bloody pentagram, a floating record that fell and shattered. Morty driving super fast in a car as a free spirit.
I don't get it. It's real simple. Release me. But I don't know how. Don't you get it? The bun's on being stuck in your head. Was me cursing you. And I'm not quite done yet. I'll keep messing with you, your friends, and the whole town. Till I'm free.
Morty would disappear and Funnel would walk into the room. She went to shut the door as she walked in, but Rocky said,
"Wait! No, wait!"
He leapt towards the door, but would fall short as it closed. He ran over to it, but it still wouldn't open. Fauna plopped herself on the bed as Rocky stood there holding a record. Fauna leaned up.
"Oh, that's a new record. You have been knocking it out of the park lately. Bring over some damn good music."
"No, it's nothing. Don't worry about it."
"Okay, you're being really weird."
"I'm gonna be blunt, Fawn. I came over all excited to play this album that I stole that lemur found up in the ceiling at work. But now I think it's just gonna make us cursed."
"That's ridiculous."
"Is it? I can tell you exactly what's gonna happen before it even happens."
Morty swooped down at Rocky and grabbed him and flew out the window. He brought him up really high.
"Ah, you're no fun, bird dog. You better keep up your guard. You haven't seen the last of me. The only way to rid of me is to free me. I showed you how. Figure it out."
Rocky would get ever so close to touching a star before Morty dropped him. Rocky screamed as he fell and landed back in Fauna's room, sitting on the floor in front of Lemur, Sadie, and Fauna. He instantly got up and went over to Lemur. He screamed in Lemur's face.
"See, this is why I didn't want to do this stupid drug. I'm scared shitless. You did this to me, Lem."
Neither Sadie, Lemur, or Fauna moved or blinked their eyes. He looked at the clock. It said 12:22, and the clock had stopped moving.
"Oh, my Bugs Bunny. I just had the most epic thought."
He went over to Fauna and gave her a long, passionate kiss. Rocky went over to Lemur's drink and then drank it all. He grabbed Sadie's camera and hid it underneath the pillow. Finally, he went over to Fauna and gave her another long, passionate kiss. He asked her,
"You like that, baby?"
When he opened up his eyes after the kiss, he saw he was kissing Fauna's ducky alarm clock. He didn't realize what he was doing until it was too late. He was instantly embarrassed as the girls were giggling at him and Lemur had a look of disgust.
"Aw, gross! Really, dude? That duck is one ugly alarm clock. I mean, you kissing it didn't even turn it into a prince."
"Why am I all hot and sweaty and out of breath?"
"It's the coming down of the drug. What's the password?"
"Please don't make me say it."
"Roo roo!
You don't get to call me that. Only my mom does. Maybe Fauna."
"See? See? I matter."
"So dude, what was your trip like?"
"It was really stupid, bird dog. All that happened to me was that a ghost tormented me. It demanded that I free him. But at the end, I did manage to hide Sadie's camera, drink all of your drink, and had a very nice, long, passionate kiss with Fauna."
He showed Rocky his full drink.
"Look, dude, it's all still here.
Camera's been in my hand the entire trip. Though, Lemur gets best trance. He got up and down and almost kissed Rocky."
"I didn't get up or down and almost kiss Rocky. I don't remember any of that. That happened today?"
"Yeah, you did do that, Lem. It was kind of scary for me. But I am happy you got it on camera, Sadie."
"I mean, what the hell? I get grandma kisses and you just make out with my alarm clock like that? A girl starts to wonder."
Rocky ran over and kissed Fauna a long, passionate kiss, like he did to the alarm clock.
"So, do you guys want to watch the trip?"
Sure.
Sadie gets up and connects the camera to the TV. We see Lemur get in a trance, fall down in his beanbag chair before he gets back up, walks over to Rocky, falls onto his knees, and gets right in his face.
"What's going on? I'm scared, Ralph."
Lemur gets up and plops himself into the beanbag chair and then returns back to reality.
"I think the craziness of trying to get out of the beanbag chair and the static electricity cling were actually my mind creating the demons that were trying to keep me in my trip."
Him and Sadie leave to go into the bathroom. Next was Fauna, who lied on the floor talking in tongues.
I'm dead.
After a few moments would pass, she would eventually scurry and hide behind the beanbag chair, getting up and running to the main door. She almost knocked herself out. She then got up and sat back on the bed. We see Rocky come in the room with pizza. He literally devours the whole pineapple pizza in 10 seconds. Fauna gets up and fast-forwards the tape for 2 minutes so no one would see her and Rocky going at it. She stopped the tape, and finally we see Rocky, who sat there on the floor, drooling all over himself. When he did get up and move, he did it in super slow motion. He went to Lemur's drink and held it up in the air and moaned. Next, he went over to Fauna's bed and put the bong underneath the pillow. He turned around and saw the ducky alarm clock and started making out with it. Everybody was laughing at the antics of them being stoned. We fade to Fauna's house outside and we see the moon is full in a beautiful night full of stars.
Anybody want to go around again?
Hell no!
No!
I'm in.